Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Mod Katan Daf Chav Dalad, the third parak by El Magalchin. The third parak has been generously sponsored with Nishmas Yitzhak ben Kalman Moshe, but Daniel Noam ben David. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Shmuel said regarding certain practices of Aveilus on Shabbos, Pechaz Chova Netar Rishus, the practices of the acronym Pechaz or Achiv on Shabbos, where those of Netar are optional. Pechaz refers to Prius Rosh, uncovering the head, referring to an Aval's head wrapping, which is usually done as a sign of mourning. Chazar's Kerul Acharav, turning the place of Kri on the garment to the back, and Zekifas Amita, riding the bed. These are all Achiv to do on Shabbos because they are public signs of mourning. Netar refers to Niyosa Sando, wearing leather shoes, Tashmish Amita, marital relations, and Rechitzas Yadayim Raglayim Bechamin Arvis, washing the hands and the feet in hot water in the evening. These are all optional, for these are considered private mourning practices, since it's not obvious that one is abstaining from them because of Avelis. Rav says, Af Priyasa Rosh, uncovering the head is also optional. The Gemara explains that there are many people that leave their head covered on Shabbos. Point number two, Shmuel said, Kol Kera She'enu B'Shas Chimum Eino Kera. A kriya that's not made at the time of intense grief is not a proper kriya. The Gemara asks if this is Shmuel's view. For when Shmuel was told that Rav passed away, he did kriya on 12 garments and said, Azal gavra d'avi mistafina mine, the man whom I was afraid of has gone away. Similarly, when Rabbi Yochanan was told that Rabbi Chanina passed away, he said the same thing and did kriya on 13 robes of fine silk. The Gemara answers, Shani Rabban dekevim dekol shatim edakri shematayu kishas chimun dami. Doing kriya over the death of rabbis is different. For since their teachings are frequently mentioned, it's like the time of intense grief. And point number three, he was taught in a brace regarding bearing children. Kol shloshim yom tinuk yotzi b'chek. If an infant dies within 30 days of birth, it's taken out to the cemetery in the bosom. Rashi explains that it's not necessary to honor him with an aron. But nikbar b'isha achaz v'shnei anashim, and he's buried by one woman and two men, but not one man with two women, which Rashi explains is because of yichud. Avashul says that two women and one man can bury him. And Tosfos explains that Avashul permits it since the man is consumed with the burial. The Braita later addresses Hespedim for children. Rabbi Meir says, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Anim b'nei shalosh ashirim b'nei chamish. The poor give Hespedim for their children 3 years or older, and the wealthy give Hespedim for their children 5 years or older. Yudah said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael that the poor give Hespedim for children 5 years or older, and the wealthy give Hespedim for their children 6 years or older. Rashi explains that the poor are in greater pain over the loss of their child, since they have no other source of joy. And the children of the elderly are like the children of the poor. Rashi explains that they cannot come and go easily, and they rely on their children to help them. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Shmuel said regarding certain practices of Avelis and Shabbos, Pechaz Chova Netar Rishus, the practices of the acronym Pechaz are Achiv on Shabbos, where those of Netar are optional. Pechaz refers to Prius Rosh, uncovering the head, referring to Anavel's head wrapping, which is usually done as a sign of mourning. Chazar's Kerul Acharav, turning the place of the kriya on the garment to the back. And Zekifas Amita, riding the bed. These are all chiv to do on Shabbos because they are public signs of mourning. Netar refers to Niyosa Sando, wearing leather shoes, Tashmish Amita, marital relations, and Rechitzas Yadayim Raglayim Bechamim Arvis, washing the hands and the feet in hot water in the evening. These are all optional, for these are considered private mourning practices, since it's not obvious that one is abstaining from them because of Avelis. Rav says, Af Prius Rosh, uncovering the head is also optional. The Gemara explains that there are many people that leave their head covered on Shabbos. Point number two, Shmuel said, Kol Kera She'enu B'Shas Chimum Eino Kera, a kriya that's not made at the time of intense grief is not a proper kriya. The Gemara asks if this is Shmuel's view, for when Shmuel was told that Rav passed away, he did kriya on 12 garments and said, Azal Gavra Dahavi Mistafina Mine, the man whom I was afraid of has gone away. Similarly, when Rabbi Yochanan was told that Rabbi Chanina passed away, he said the same thing and did kriya on 13 robes of fine silk. The Gemara answers, Shani Rabban Dechevin Dechol Shatim Edachri Shmatayu Kishas Chimum Damin. Doing kriya over the death of rabbis is different, for since their teachings are frequently mentioned, it's like the time of intense grief. And point number three, he was taught in a brace regarding bearing children. Kol shloshim yom tinuk yotzi b'chek. If an infant dies within 30 days of birth, it's taken out to the cemetery in the bosom. Rashi explains that it's not necessary to honor him with an aron. Nikbar b'isha achot z'shnei anashim, and he is buried by one woman and two men, but not one man with two women, which Rashi explains is because of yichud. Abashul says that two women and one man can bury him, and Tosfos explains that Abashul permits it since the man is consumed with the burial. The Braita later addresses Hespedim for children. Meir says in the name of Yishmael, Anim b'nei shalosh ashirim b'nei chamish. The poor give Hespedim for their children 3 years or older, and the wealthy give Hespedim for their children 5 years or older. Yudah said in the name of Yishmael that the poor give Hespedim for children 5 years or older, and the wealthy give Hespedim for their children 6 years or older. Rashi explains that the poor are in greater pain over the loss of their child, since they have no other source of joy. Ubnei zakenim kebnei nim. and the children of the elderly are like the children of the poor. Rashi explains that they cannot come and go easily, and they rely on their children to help them. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Chav Dalet, and our standard Siman is a kud, a pitcher. A pitcher. So here goes. The man holding a special Shabbos pitcher for mourners, engraved with the acronyms B'chaz Natar, who tore 12 of his garments in grief when he heard his Rebbe had passed away, cried bitter tears as he listened to the poor father be musbeed, his 3-year-old son. Once again, in slow motion. The man holding a special Shabbos pitcher, that must be Daf Chav Dalet, Kud. The man holding a special Shabbos pitcher for mourners, engraved with the acronyms B'chaz Natar, which reminds us that Shmuel said regarding certain practices of Avelos on Shabbos, B'chaz Chova Natar Rishus, the practices of the acronym B'chaz are Achiv on Shabbos, where those of Natar are optional. B'chaz refers to Prius Rosh, uncovering the head, Chazar's Kero L'Achrav, turning the place of the Kriya on the garment to the back, and Zakifas Amita, riding the bed. These are all chiv to do on Shabbos because they are public signs of mourning. Natar refers to ne'ilas sandal, wearing leather shoes, tashmish amita, marital relations, and rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim v'chamin arvis, washing the hands and feet in hot water in the evening. These are all optional, for these are considered private mourning practices, since it's not obvious that one is abstaining from them because of avelus. So the man holding a special Shabbos pitcher for mourners, engraved with the acronyms B'chaz Natar, who tore 12 of his garments in grief when he heard Rebbe had passed away, which reminds us that Shmuel said, Kol kera she'ena b'shas chimum, ena kera, any kriya that's not made at the time of intense grief is not a proper kriya. But doing kriya over the death of rabbis is different, for since their teachings are frequently mentioned, it's like the time of intense grief. So the man holding a special Shabbos pitcher for mourners, engraved with the acronyms B'chaz Natar, who tore 12 of his garments in grief when he heard his Rebbe had passed away, cried bitter tears as he listened to the poor father be musbeed, his 3-year-old son. Which reminds us, in terms of giving hespedim over children, Rebbe Meir says in the name of Rebbe Shmuel, Anim b'nei shalosh, ashim b'nei chamish. The poor give hespedim for their children 3 years or older, and the wealthy give hespedim for their children 5 years or older. Rebbe Yehuda said in the name of Rebbe Shmuel, the poor give hespedim for children 5 years or older, and the wealthy give hespedim for their children 6 years or older. Rashi explains that the poor are in greater pain over the loss of their child since they have no other source of joy. And b'nei zakenim k'b'nei aniim. And the children of the elderly are like the children of the poor. So once again, the man holding a special Shabbos pitcher for mourners, engraved with the acronyms B'chaz Natar, who tore 12 of his garments in grief when he heard his Rebbe had passed away, cried bitter tears as he listened to the poor father be musbeed, his 3-year-old son. All right, now it's time for a 4-blot back Chazara. Daf Chaf, so the Siman Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. When the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe, that must be more Daf Chaf. When the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe was informed that his relative passed away months ago, and that he must be noheg one day of Avelus, which reminds us that the Gemara brings the pasuk "V'hafachti chagechem la'eva," and I will turn your chagim into mourning, as the source that the main period of Avelus is 7 days, since it compares Avelus to a chag, which is 7 days. And the same pasuk is brought to teach that Avelus for a shmul rechoka, a distant report, meaning a report that a relative died over 30 days ago, is 1 day, comparing Avelus to Chag HaShavuos, which is only 1 day. So, when the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe was informed that his relative passed away months ago, and that he must be noheg 1 day of Avelus, he stood up and did Kriya, which reminds us there's a Malchokas whether one does Kriya for a Shmuel or a Chokah, a distant report which hinges on whether the Chiyuv of Kriya is tied to the Chiyuv of 7 days of Shiva. So when the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe was informed that his relative passed away months ago and that he must be noheg 1 day of Avelus, he stood up and did Kriya. And the secondary relative who was sitting with him also started to mourn, which reminds us there's a malchokas over which relatives one mourns for. We learn from the list of relatives that a kohen must become tamei for, the 7 main relatives. Then the chamim added maternal relatives, and Rabbi Kiva holds that he also mourns al shneim shalhem. There are secondary relatives, which are the immediate relatives of his immediate relatives, such as his father's father or son's son. Daf Chafalov. So the Siman Daf Chafalov is a car pronounced ka by people from Boston. So here goes. The Chevra Kedisha ka, that must be on Daf Chafalov. The Chevra Kedisha ka, blaring through the neighborhood, that the first day of mourning is the most bitter, which reminds us that there's a malchus regarding when it's forbidden for an aval to wear a tefillin. Rabbi Lezer says he may not wear it for the first 2 days because the first 2 days are the most bitter, whereas Rabbi Shuva holds that it's forbidden for the first day because the first day is considered the most bitter. So the Chevra Kedisha ka, blaring through the neighborhood, that the first day of mourning is the most bitter, pulled up to a great hesped for a rabbi's sons when the rabbi is giving a parting greeting, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that even though an aval is forbidden to greet the first 3 days of Shiva, Rabbi Akiva was allowed to speak and send a parting greeting to all those assembled at the hesped for his sons, because showing kavod to the public is different. So the Chevra Kedisha Ka, blaring through the neighborhood that the first day of mourning is the most bitter, pulled up to a great hesped for a rabbi's sons when the rabbi was giving a parting greeting and overheard a doctor offering condolences to his friend for the loss of his parent 12 months after the passing, which reminds us, the Gemara brings conflicting brises regarding until when one offers condolences to an avil, and Rabbi Meir holds that one who offers condolences to his friend after 12 months have passed is likened to a person whose foot broke and then healed, and a doctor met him and said to him, come to me, and I'll break it again and then heal it so you can see how good my treatment is. Daf Chav Beis. So the symbol Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The cab driver, that must be on Daf Chav Beis. The cab driver picking up the mourner was not going to the burial of his father and started Shiva already, which reminds us, the Rebbe told the people of Machoseh that those of you who do not follow the coffin to its place of burial, when you turn your faces away from the gates of the entrance of the city to go home, begin to count Shiva. So the cab driver picking up the mourner who was not going to the burial of his father and started Shiva already, heard him call his barber and tell him he'll see him when his friends make comments about his hair, which reminds us, it was stated in a braisa when mourning for all relatives aside from one's father or mother. One may cut his hair after 30 days, but when mourning for his father or mother, he may not cut his hair until his friends reprimand him for growing his hair so long. It's also prohibited for one mourning his parents to enter a Beis HaSimcha for 12 months. So the cab driver picking up the mourner who was not going to the burial of his father and started Shiva already, heard him call his barber and tell him he'll see him when his friends make comments about his hair. And notice he did a kriya that exposed his heart, which reminds us that one who is mourning over his parents does kriya until his heart is exposed, and he does kriya on all of his shirts. Daf Chav Gimel, so the simmer Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. When the top Kugelach Chacham, Kugelach, that must be more Daf Chav Gimel. When the top Kugelach Chacham passed away, all Kugelach games in the city were canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the various halachas when a Chacham, an Abbasin, and a Nasi pass away. So when the top Kugelach Chacham passed away, all Kugelach games in the city were canceled. And although his son, the Kugelach champ, would not return to his seat at the table until the third week of Avelis, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Machlokes regarding the Hanagas of an Avel, the first, second, third, and fourth week of Avelis, in terms of leaving his house, sitting in his makom and davening, and speaking with others. So when the top Kugelach Chacham passed away, all Kugelach games in the city were canceled. And although his son, the Kugelach champ, would not return to a seat at the table until the third week of Avelis, his friends were glad to at least see him play on Shabbos because ain't Avelis b'Shabbos, which reminds us that there's a malchus between B'nai Yehuda and B'nai Galil, whether Yesh Avelis b'Shabbos, whether private expressions of Avelis, such as marital relations and washing in warm water, are noheg on Shabbos. All right, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn that one mourning for his parents does not cut his hair until his friends tell him that it's getting too long? That's on Daf Chav Beis. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn that the poor must be their children at a younger age than the wealthy? That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have a malchokas when an avil is forbidden to wear tefillin, which is based on whether the first day or the first 2 days are considered the most bitter of avilus? That's on daf Chafav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have the various hanhagas when a chacham, an abbasin, or a nasi pass away? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have that one should not offer condolences after the 12 months of avilus? That's on daf Chafalaf. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn that one mourning for his parents does kriya until he exposes his heart and tears through all his garments? That's on Daf Chav Beis. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you have malchus between B'nai Yehuda and B'nai Galil, whether Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you learn which restrictions are canceled if someone buried his relative 8 days before the Chag? That's on Daf Yud Tes. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have a Malchok is whether one does Kriya for a Shmuel Rechoka? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. And number 10. Which stuff does Shmuel say regarding certain practices of Avelis on Shabbos? B'chaz Chova Netarashus. That's on Daf Chav Dalet. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we have a Malchok is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yeshua regarding when the world was created as well as when other historical events occurred? That's on Daf Yod and Rosh Hashanah. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn the source that 10 men are required for a Davar Shebekedusha? That's on Daf Chav Gimel and Megillah. Good. And number three, which daf do we learn that we do not answer Amen in the base of Migdash? That's on daf. Tet Zayin and Tainus. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.